For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. It is already the fourth week of Black History Month here on the Slack is Talk podcast, the fourth and final week, and just 2 days before my birthday. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. For all my day ones, welcome back. You know what it is. I appreciate y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world. Y'all right here with me. Just in case it's your first time, you're new here, Slack is Talk is on all your favorite podcast platforms, whatever that might be at. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button. New content, new episodes will be delivered straight to your device automatically. You can binge listen. You can listen to the show on the subway. You can listen on the bus. The show will be available 24/7. That's right, 24/7. So listen to the show whenever you like. Listen to the show as many times as you like. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast. We get it in. We definitely get it in, and today is no exception, man. As I mentioned just a couple of seconds ago, already, man, we on our fourth episode, man, our fourth week of Black History Month on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. It seemed like it was only yesterday when we just got started, and I gotta say, man, I enjoyed every bit of it, man. I appreciate it. Nothing but positive feedback. You know, all the shows were positive. You know, I never got a comment, you know, saying I went too far or I was off on this, off on that. You know, all the way down to the table, man. Y'all liked the selections that I made. Y'all felt that the people were worthy. And it's just been a blessing, man. I want to say thank y'all for supporting me again, you know, on Black History Month, you know, our third time around on the table. You know what I mean? Like I mentioned before, man, this is one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing, man, to be able to have this platform to honor my people, you know what I'm saying? To give recognition to my people, to give flowers to people that are still alive, you know, while they're living. And I got an opportunity to do that this year. Some quick announcements, man. February, you know what I'm saying? I know it's the 23rd already and it's winding down, you know what I'm saying? There's only 28 days in a month. Y'all know how I feel about it. It's only 28 days, man, because it's the best month of the year. You know what I'm saying? A little slight oversight. You know what I mean? Some more birthday shout-outs, man. I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to my man, Matthew Butler. You know, who's doing his thing, playing ball. He's a part of Dream Elite. He plays for LR, Lower Richland High School. From what I understand, they, you know, they're still in the playoffs doing their thing. And this is one of my favorite players, man. You know what I'm saying? This is one of my favorite players and favorite attitudes and people on the team, man. He stays humble, all-around athlete, could do a little bit of everything, left-handed, enjoy his game, man. Shout-out to Matt, man. Keep doing your thing. I want to give a birthday shout-out to his brother, twin brother, Andrew. You know what I'm saying? Same thing, man. Big man in the paint. You know what I'm saying? A beast. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Drew. Yeah, man, we love you, man. Keep doing your thing out there, baby. Another player of mine, you know, that celebrated a birthday early this month. My man Jeremiah, sniper. One of you know what I mean? It's a joy to watch him, you know what I mean? To watch him run the floor, man, and shoot the ball, man. You know what I'm saying? Another this all-around athletic guard. You know what I'm saying? An all-around talent, you know what I'm saying, that's going places. Shout out and happy birthday to my man Jeremiah, man. Also, you know, we have about 4 birthdays left over, man. You know, my father's birthday is tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Friday on the 24th. As y'all already know, mine is on the 25th. You know, Forever Curry. You know what I'm saying? The 28th. My man Ace Good on the 27th. You know what I'm saying? We still rolling, man. You know what I mean? All the way. We rolling all the way to the 28th, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I got to say that you probably realize it, you know what I mean? You've been listening to the show, man. Even though February is the shortest month, it's the month with the most birthdays in it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to my Vision for Kids organization. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that I didn't miss anybody. I've been giving shout-outs all month long. You know what I'm saying? I've been double-checking. You know what I mean? I'm human. If I left you out, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'd catch you on the episode in March. You know what I'm saying? We'll celebrate, you know, all the way in March just to make it up. You know what I'm saying? It never ends. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully I was able to catch everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you had a birthday in February, happy birthday. It's the best month of the year. We love you. Celebrate every day of the month. You know what I'm saying? Every day is worth it. Trust me. Keep the ball rolling. Special shout out to my man Godstar, man. My partner. My partner that helped me build this podcast. He helped me build this brand. My man does his music. Just doing his thing, man. Production, man. He got beats for days, man. My man is just moving up the charts. You know what I'm saying? Continuously, man. If you haven't been on point with it yet, you're missing out, man. Go to GodStarProductions.com. Check out the website. My man is on music platforms all over the world. And the Right Vision News, you know what I'm saying, recently did an article on my man. Check it out, man. Go to that website and check out the article, man. GodStar was featured on Right Vision News this month. You know what I'm saying? Doing big things, man. If you're a new artist, you might want to highlight that cat, man. You know what I'm saying? He got it for you, man. Like, reach out. GodStarProductions.com. As I mentioned earlier, you know, a couple of episodes back, man, you know, if you got a company, if you got a brand, or if you know somebody that has a company or a brand, you know, your boy, Slackers Talk, man, is selling websites now, man. You know what I mean? If you need a website done, you know what I mean? If you're looking for somebody to design one, holler at your boy, Slackers Talk. You know what I mean? If you need hosting, if you need a domain name, anything dealing with the web, you know, I got my online store going called VisionLiveMarket.com. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, if you're building a brand, an empire, I got it for you, you know? I'm still working on a website to give it that look. I mean, you know me, man. I'm a businessman. I'm particular. You know what I mean? I like my stuff, my businesses, and I like a certain type of look. The website is not finished yet, but the store is open. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Meaning that you can go to the store, check out everything that I got to offer. And I mean, it's everything. All your needs, man. Email services. I'm talking about everything that you need to start a business, man. From top to bottom. You know, if you're new at this and you just starting out and you're not sure and you need to talk to somebody, I have my phone number on the website where you could, you know, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about it and I'll tell you, you know, the right way to go. You know what I'm saying? I have a support team that's available 24/7 around the clock. You know what I'm saying? Business is business. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, business is going on at that time. You know what I'm saying? Real business people, they handle their business around the clock. And it's the same thing here with my store. We 24/7. You know what I'm saying? It's not a certain time. It's 24/7. You know, y'all got my email, Slackers Talk at VisionLiveNetwork.com. You know, the comments. Y'all know my social media. We do the social media thing every week. I mean, you can leave me a message there. You know, it's, you know me, man. I'm a people person. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about business. Whatever platform is comfortable with you is comfortable with me. You know what I'm saying? And we can get it in. Go to hosting.visionlivemarket. Check out the store and let's get it in. Let's get going, man. Let's start this brand. You know what I'm saying? Let's work on your ideas, man. I'm curious to see what you got. For all my sports people, you know what I'm saying, that saw the NBA All-Star weekend last week. Congrats to the 3-point contest winner, Dame Lillard. Well deserved, man. Well deserved, man. And I must say, man, I made that pick before anything. I was the first one to say he was gonna win. You know what I'm saying? If you check out, Portland might not be going nowhere, man, but Dame Lillard, like he's pulling. Like, if as soon as that cat get over half court, you need to pick him up, man. He's pulling. You know what I mean? He don't care where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Well deserved, man. Shout out to my man Dame Lillard. Shout out to my man McClung from the Philadelphia 76ers organization that won the slam dunk. Usually, I normally say that, you know, people done seen every dunk there is, but he kind of brought some flavor to it, man. I saw some stuff that was unusual, you know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. I mean that in a good way, you know what I'm saying? That's good. So, like, after all these years, the slam dunk contest has been going on. If you could say, like, you saw some unusual stuff, that's when you know you got something, man. So, shout out to him. Now, let's keep the show rolling, man. Let's go into our social media portion of the show. And, man, you know, I know I say this a lot. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I don't say it every time. But, man, when I tell you this past Monday, the Slackers Talk question of the week, man, this one was a killer, man. This one is a killer. You know what I'm saying? There's been some of them where I can say, okay, you know, I know what person I like the most, or I know my answer, or if I don't know in the beginning, at least sometimes I know which way I'm leaning towards. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta tell you, man, this one was one of the toughest ones, man. When I tell you I like all of these people, when I tell you I really like all of these women, believe me, you know, you don't understand. I really do like all these women, if you know what I mean. This is one of the toughest ones, man. I mean, all of them are Hall of Famers, man. I mean, multi-award winners. We talking about longevity in the game. I mean, they don't have no weakness. And I'm kind of getting into it before I even announce what the question is. And the question of the week was, who is the best actress? And the nominees are Taraji P. Henson, Nia Long, Regina King, or Queen Latifah. Now, I'm just saying, man, like, how is somebody supposed to pick from that, man? I mean, all of them are super talented. They can play multiple different roles. They got longevity in the game. Multi-time, like I said, award winners. None of them have no weakness, man, at all. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. But, as always, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I told y'all from the very beginning, you know, if y'all ask one of these questions, regardless of what it is, regardless of how hard it is, I have to answer it. I have to give you a straight up answer, and I have to give you an honest answer. And this is no different. Now, as far as social media goes, you know what I'm saying? That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, Twitch, whatever platform you're on. Like, this question is just, you know, floats around. The winner on social media was Taraji P. Henson. Most of y'all voted for her. And can't blame you, man. I mean, this multi-talented. Could pull off any role. She could play a serious role. She could play a sniper. She could play victim. She could play the super intelligent woman. It's nothing she can't do, man. It's just nothing. I mean, just look at the resume. Resume speaks for itself. Graduated from Howard University. I mean, I can keep going on. You know what I'm saying? Well deserved. Now, as far as the slackers talk, as much as, you know, I would agree with Taraji, my vote goes to Regina King. And the reason why I go with Regina King, it's kind of like the same thing I could like pretty much say about all of them, but I guess like Regina King is one of the first, she's one of the first ones that I knew out of this group. Like, I learned about Taraji a little bit later. I knew Queen Latifah, but like, not to hold it against her, but I knew Queen Latifah for the music first, right? And Nia Long was definitely in that. She was around that time as well too. And both of them were even in the same movies a lot. Her and Regina King. But I picked Regina King because I guess you could say in the movie world, as far as I know, she kind of grew up with me. You know, I knew her from Boys in the Hood. I knew her from Poetic Justice. She was in Higher Learning. And I mean, another one, this, I'm forgetting like 15 classic movies that she was in probably, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going off of the top of the dome right now, you know what I mean? It's a live show. So I'm like, I'm really, you know, just going off the top. But what did it for me was, in the movie world, I kind of grew up with her. Like, I grew up, meaning I grew up watching her movies. And what did it for me was, she was in, when I was coming up at that time, it seemed like she was in every movie that I consider a classic. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go with her. Like, Boys in the Hood, classic. Poetic Justice, you know, my man Pac, classic. Higher Learning, classic. And these were like all back to back to back to back. Friday, classic. And they were all back to back to back to back. She just couldn't miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, she probably went on a run and had like 5 or 6, maybe even 7 movies straight where they were all like classics. And nobody would argue. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't go against that. And it's funny, like I mentioned earlier, you know, she could play different roles, like regardless, like she could play superhero, she can play a girl from the hood, she can go to school, you know what I mean? And you respected all of it, like she made you believe all of it, like, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know how I care about versatility, she got that. And just a fun fact, I didn't realize this until later on, and I didn't know how I missed it, man, because I seen all these movies, like, and they were all classics to me. But it's crazy, like, how many movies she was in with Ice Cube. I never really looked at it like that. Like, Friday, Boys in the Hood, Higher Learning. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, just a fun fact. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if everybody know that, man. But pay attention to how many movies she's been in with Ice Cube. You know what I mean? But I love all the other ones, too. Nia Long, love you. Queen Latifah, love you. Taraji, love you. Like I said, all Hall of Famers. All will get their just due here on the Slackers Talk podcast. You haven't heard me talk about them for the last time. You haven't. And my pick today is Regina King. Much love. Earlier today, we released another Slackers Talk Classic Films of the Week. And today, I took it back, man. I took it way back, you know what I mean? Way back. And this one is in honor of Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? I tried to do the movies in honor of Black history. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where our culture started. And I think this one I delivered, man. But if you're young, you probably have never heard about this movie. And it's just because you wasn't born yet. But, you know, we got Google. We got all these streaming platforms where you can go look it up. And I'm telling you, man, this is where it all started, man. I'm talking about the movie Coffee, starring Pam Grier. And it's funny I chose that movie because Pam Grier actually deserved to be on the Slackers Talk question of the week, you know what I'm saying, as far as actress. But don't worry about it. There's so many actresses out there, man. That's not going to be the only question. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a part two, a part three, a part four. There's plenty of actresses out there that deserve their goal, man. And we going to catch all that, man. Believe it or not. Please believe that. And Pam Grier, she's the one that, she's one of the first, man. You know what I'm saying? If you would ask like Regina King and Taraji and Nia Long and all them, you know, who did they look up to? I'm sure they would probably say Pam Grier. And man, this movie is a classic, man. You got to go see it. It's old school. It's back in Fred Williamson and them days and all that. When they had the Mac, you know what I'm saying? It's similar to the Mac and all that. And I ain't going to name like a whole bunch of other movies because you'll see those movies on the classic films too, man. I could just do one at a time, you know what I mean? But it's classic, you know what I'm saying? And to give you a scene, like the funniest scene was she had a fight in the movie, right? With another female. And she knew before she went in, before it happened, you know what I mean? She planned the whole day. She knew that she was getting ready to get into a fight. She knew that she was getting ready, you know, these girls were going to try to jump her. So she put razor blades and stuff in her hair. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that these women were going to try to grab her hair. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that, man. That's classic, man. You know what I mean? That's classic. And she went wailing on them, man. She did her thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? I don't want to give up too much of the movie. But check out the movie Coffee. You know what I'm saying? Starring Pam Grier. That wraps up our social media portion. It's that time on the Slackers Talk. It's that time to get it in, man. This is the fourth and final episode of Black History Month of 2023. And this was a hard selection, man, because there's so many people worthy. And I only get four chances out of the year to do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so many people, so less time. And you know how it go, man. It's decisions, decisions, decisions to be made, man. This is a tough one. But it's like in sports, right? When you pick your all-time favorite team, you know, when you can only pick one player from each position, you pick that one player, but you're leaving so many people out. In my case, like, I'm not leaving people out because I will get to them. But is this, you know, it's going to have to wait to the next round and that type of thing and all that. And it might come a time where I could do two people at a time and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We'll get there. You know what I'm saying? We'll get there because there's definitely people worthy. There's definitely people under the radar. You know what I'm saying? So we'll probably get there. That might be something I consider next year. But I had to think, like, what I didn't cover this year. You know what I'm saying? So far. Like, what profession I didn't cover, you know, this year on Black History Month. And I made the decision and I said I had to do at least one athlete. You know what I'm saying? I got to do at least one athlete, whether it's a basketball player, football, baseball, boxing or whatever, but I got to do an athlete. I gave you an entrepreneur that came with the musical background, Russell Simmons. I gave you Jesse Jackson, that worked, you know, firsthand with Martin Luther King. And I also, you know, gave you a female and Coretta Scott King, excuse me, Martin Luther King's wife. So I tried to cover a little bit of everything. And what I came up with, I was missing somebody with an athletic background. And this one is a basketball player, an NBA basketball player. One of the most famous basketball players of all time. You know, we talked about the slam dunk contest. This guy, to me, invented the slam dunk contest. You know what I'm saying? I think the slam dunk contest was after him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be like him. Everybody tried to imitate him. You know, everybody got inspired by him. Everybody patterned their game after him. And, you know, no more suspense. I'm talking about none other than Dr. J, Julius Irving. And, you know, before we even get into the facts of it, something I just found out, you know, which always seems to be the case. Like I always say, you know, you always learn something. Dr. J's birthday was just 2 days ago, February 22nd. You know what I'm saying? Like I keep saying, you know, February is the best month of the year. And it keeps on getting bigger. So happy related birthday to my man, Dr. J. You know, he's born February 22nd, 1950. He's currently 73 years old, still in good health, still living. So we get to give him his flowers today while, you know, while he's still living. I love that part. I love that part. We always seem to wait when something is wrong with the person, or God forbid the person passed away. But here on the Slackers Talk, like, we don't do that around here, man. We give people their flowers while they're still living. Now, this dude, he started out straight out the gate. Straight out the gate, man. He was the most popular player. He started his career in what we call the ABA, the American Basketball Association. And he was just the man in that league. You know what I'm saying? All the way until that league merged with the National Basketball Association in 1975, 1976. You know what I'm saying? While he was in the ABA, he won 3 championships and 4 Most Valuable Player awards, man, along with 3 scoring titles. He played with the Virginia Squires, the New York Nets, who later became the Brooklyn Nets. Dr. J did something that I'm not even sure if there's another player out there can say this. You know what I'm saying? And this is a good question too, man. If anybody out there know, man, reach out to me, man. I would love to know this. Dr. J played 16 seasons as a player, and he made the playoffs every single year. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. My man Jordan, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably can't say that, man. You know what I'm saying? All 16 years, man. I mean, we gotta get to the bottom of that, man, to see if anybody else did that, man. That's, I mean, his whole career, like, he was in it. You know what I'm saying? He had the opportunity. You know what I mean? I know some people, there's some people that played in the league that never make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So that, just imagine that for a second. He is the 8th all-time leading scorer in NBA history with 30,026 points. Dr. J was the only player to win the Most Valuable Player Award in both the ABA and NBA. In 1993, he was inducted into the NBA Basketball Hall of Fame. He was honored as being on the NBA 50th anniversary team. And in October of 2021, he was again honored for being on the NBA's 75th anniversary team. The list of accomplishments, this goes on and on and on with Dr. J. Not to mention, you know, my man is from New York. You know what I'm saying? Well, I changed it. He went to high school in New York. You know what I'm saying? And I think, don't quote me, but I think he's from Roosevelt, New York. He attended UMass University in 1968. He played two seasons, man, and he averaged 26 points a game along with 20 rebounds. That's crazy, man, from the small forward position. Irvin was just like 6'8", 215 pounds, man, like 20 rebounds. That's off the chain, man, you know what I'm saying? Just think about that for a second. Like, back then in college, dunking the basketball wasn't even allowed, man. You know what I'm saying? So he could only do it in practice. You know, so at that time, only his teammates knew that he had that skill. Only his teammates knew that he would later go on to become the greatest dunker in the world. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that. The world never knew. You know what I'm saying? All this time, he's playing all these games, you know what I'm saying, that nobody knew but his teammates, right? Also back then, you know what I'm saying, since he only played 2 years of college, the NBA had a rule at the time where, you know, you had to play all 4 years to be eligible to be drafted into the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So he couldn't go right to the NBA, you know what I'm saying? So, like, fortunately, the ABA, they had different rules, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, he could leave after 2 years and go straight to the ABA, you know what I'm saying, and that's what he did, you know what I'm saying. After his junior year, he signed a four-year contract, man, just over, you know, $500,000, you know what I'm saying, with the Virginia Squires, you know what I mean. That's how it was back then, 4 years, just $500,000, like, compare that to the contracts now, you know what I'm saying. And in just his rookie year in the ABA, he averaged 27 points a game. And he fell just short of taking Virginia to the finals in just his first year. You know what I mean? He was already dominating the league as a rookie. And this is for all the basketball heads out there, man. This is old school and new, man. This is for all the basketball fans, man. I knew this for a while now. I knew this for a long time now, but I didn't know about this until, you know, of course, until after Dr. J retired and, you know, the Michael Jordan era and stuff like that. That's around the time where, you know, I did some research and I found this out, but this is crazy. And I know a lot of people don't even know this. This will bug you out, you know what I'm saying? In the 1972 NBA draft, right, which Dr. Dre was eligible to participate in, he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks with the 12th pick. With, you know what I mean? The Milwaukee Bucks. Now, check this out. The Milwaukee Bucks with the 12th pick, they picked Dr. J. Guess who was on that team, man? Do y'all know who was on that team on the Bucks at the time? None other than Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You talking about a super team? Y'all call it a super team today. Dr. J, Oscar Robertson, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? A guard, a forward, and a center? Like three of the, you could probably say three of the best players at their position at that time? On the same team? Man, they would have won, without a doubt, man, they would have probably won the championship every year, man. If that's not fair. That wouldn't have been fair, man. But that happened. But he never played with the Bucks because there was a contract dispute. You know what I'm saying? He had signed the contract with the Hawks before the draft, you know what I'm saying, under the table. And then also the Virginia Squires and the ABA felt like he was still on the contract with them. So, you know what I mean? They ended up going to court and everything. And it was settled that it was ruled that he had to go back to Virginia and play another season. And he dominated again, almost averaging 32 points a game. After that, you know, Virginia, they were struggling with money. So they had to sell his contract to the New York Nets. But come on, y'all, Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Oscar Robertson, man, just think about that for a second, man. Just think about that for a second. But after it was all said and done, you know what I'm saying? The rest is just history, man. He went to the NBA. He joined the Philadelphia 76ers. And he just became legendary. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know, the slam dunks, where, you know, the slam dunk was allowed. And he just became the greatest dunker of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just became the greatest show on earth. I'm talking about, like, this is the first time that I had ever seen something like this, right? There was a time where the 76ers, it was late in the game, and the 76ers gave Dr. J the ball. And you know how, like, a team might have the ball or something like that, and the fans get hyped, and, you know, they cheering for their team, and they rooting them on, and they get hyped to give them some inspiration and stuff like that. This was at the end of the game, and they gave Dr. J the ball, and the fans started standing on their feet. And you look at it, you look at the crowd, they started standing on their feet because they automatically knew that Dr. J was going to score. That's crazy. That's crazy. They automatically knew that he was going to score. They stood up just to see what kind of dunk that he was going to do or what kind of move he was going to do. That's crazy. Do you know how what kind of respect you have to earn in the league to have to be on that level? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he just put on a show. I'm talking about the layup, you know, the behind-the-backboard layup on the Lakers, where they thought they cut him off, and then he just went to the other side. We talking about the cradle that he also did on the Lakers. You know, the cradle dunk. This cat was dunking from the free throw line. I mean, he was just the whole entire show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he bought the NBA up. You know what I'm saying? The NBA was popular, but he took it to another level. Dr. J took it to another level. You know what I'm saying? He took it to another territory. You know what I'm saying? He really made the National Basketball Association, he really made it national. Like, for real, for real. Even if you wasn't a Philadelphia 76er fan, you was a Dr. J fan. You know what I'm saying? You still watch their games because of him. You know, he brought ratings to the table. He brought in revenue. You know what I'm saying? He took the game to new heights that they never saw before. You know what I'm saying? That's what made it special. That's what made his legacy. That's his contribution to the game outside of the game. Not just the actual sport, but the business side of it. This is the kind of people that we like to honor here on the Slackers Talk. Like, people that make a difference in every phase of life. And Dr. J was that. We're talking about a guy that never saw his basketball skills diminish, even when he got older. Even his last seasons in the NBA, he was still averaging 22 points a game. 20, 18, and 16 in his final years. You talking about one of the greatest basketball players ever. Even to this day, and always and forever, like, he would always be honored, man. Anytime there's a slam dunk competition going on, his name is mentioned. You can't have a slam dunk contest without mentioning Dr. J. You can't see a move, a behind-the-back move, a layup, or a dunk. You can't see any of that being done without mentioning Dr. J, Julius Erving. That's why we honoring Dr. J today, you know. Dr. J made the game popular. He made the slam dunk. He made the slam dunk what it is today. You know, believe it or not, before his time, like, people looked down on the move. Like, it wasn't allowed. Like, people thought it was disrespectful. Then he came along and they seen him do it. And it just started a whole evolution, man. I mean, that's unheard of. Still to this day, You know what I mean? They're doing slam dunk contests, and everybody's trying to emulate him. He also stood up for what he believed in. You know, if he felt like he deserved more money, he stood for it. He just didn't go along with somebody who handed out any contract. Of course, you know, he would have won multiple championships with Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee. But he felt like he should have the right, you know, he should have some say in his contract. He should have some say in where he ended up playing. And that's outstanding of him, to stand up what you believe in, even though, you know, it may be successful for you. If you feel it's not right, you have the right to say so. And on today's show, on the Slackers Talk, we want to thank Dr. J for Julius Erving, for what he brought to the NBA game. We want to thank Dr. J for standing up for what he believed in and bringing a whole new aspect to the game. We want to thank him for blacks receiving the contracts that they receive in the day. We want to thank him for how black athletes are looked at today. You know, Dr. J definitely played a role in that. He made the sport what it is, man. He took it to a new level. And that's why he's a part of Black History Month here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Thank you for what you have done for our culture. This has been the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. I appreciate y'all ride with me on Black History Month. And we'll be back again to talk next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.